Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue in this week's focus of pressing on, the idea of remaining faithful, of to just keep going. In a good way, in the right direction. And today's topic in the week is to press on with compassion. Paul writes and he says, I tell you, as I've told you often before, even with tears, that many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. You see, it's one thing to recognize that people are lost, that people are pursuing a sinful lifestyle, that people are opposed to the things of God, the Word of God, the message of the gospel. But recognizing that and being aware of that isn't all there is to it. The bigger question is, how do we respond to that? Throughout history, there's been multiple types of responses. One is a condemnation. Somehow we can heap enough guilt on people that they'll decide to change. That generally was not the approach Jesus used. He was more likely to respond with, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and leave your life of sin." And when Paul talks about people living as enemies of the cross of Christ, he makes it clear, he's had this conversation before with the Christians, with those he's writing to. He's not holding back from making that observation and making it known. But he makes it known with tears. And I believe they're tears because of his compassion, because of the sorrow. Because he knows what it means for them, that they are lost, eternally lost. And God's desire is that as we live life, that we would press on with compassion. And having compassion for people isn't the same thing as accepting every life as right, every choice as right. We shouldn't be doing that in our own life. You see, that's where it begins. We look deeply within our own life to see those elements that, well, we might harbor that are against God's word, that are enemies of the cross, that have in us denied the power of the cross. Not that we've necessarily denied Jesus, or we just live in a double-minded body. at times. And when it's us, we tend to have a lot more understanding and compassion than if it's a stranger. It's often been said through studies and observation that most people have a two lists of sin. There's the sin that we do that isn't so bad. It's understandable. It's forgivable. It is even tolerable. And then there's the sin that others do that's abhorrent, that angers God, that is worthy of condemnation. But that's not a teaching you'll find anywhere in the Bible. God's disgust with sin, His hatred of sin, His separation from sin is so complete. And yet He has compassion on the sin that we accept and tolerate and on the sin that we don't. Well, at least on the person behind each one, on the people. You see, life changes when we experience compassion. One of the great things that people often say is that you don't understand what it feels like. And compassion brings us into that understanding as we begin to learn to suffer with those who suffer, just as Jesus chose to do. It's the old walk a mile in their shoes adage. We take the time to listen and to learn. I think that's one of the keys to compassion. Because when we take the time to listen and learn, we see others as people. And we may not understand, we may never understand how they've reached the point that they've reached, good or bad. But as we hear stories, as we listen to life stories, God's desire is that we would press on towards compassion, that it helps them and helps us to overcome, to recognize not the lostness of people as much as the power of the cross. You see, when we open our eyes and we recognize and acknowledge those that live as enemies of the cross of Christ, and that's the extent of our observation, it can be very discouraging. But when we see it through the lens of the gospel, we have reason to share good news. We have reason to believe good news. You see, living as enemies of the cross of Christ is, at least can be, as simple as denying its power to overcome sin and death in our own life. And when we press on towards compassion, when we notice not just the many who are living as enemies of the cross of Christ, but the individuals. I often say one of the greatest verses in the Bible, can sometimes leave us appreciative of God's love, but unmotivated. And that's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And when we hear talk of God's love in the world context, it's often too big for our mind to grasp. And it's hard to put a face to that verse. There have been many who have used the practice of having a person insert their own name where it says world to kind of personalize it. And I think in a way that's kind of true when we consider there are many who live as enemies of the cross of Christ. When we begin to personalize it with ourselves, with people we know, with people we see, with an individual face, the question is, what's our reaction? Do we notice it with tears in our eyes? With compassion? Or do we notice it with judgment and condemnation? You see, God's desire is that the world would come to know Him. He says that's why He's waiting to send Jesus, is because He's patient, not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And part of our job, if I can use that word, as Christians, is to press on towards compassion so that those who currently live as enemies of the cross of Christ would know there's a way out. There's a way to belong. There's a way to no longer be an enemy. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible, so filled with compassion that You notice the separation that existed between us and You. And Your compassion led You that while we were still enemies of Yours in our mind, Jesus died for us. And Your compassion on those who lived as enemies of the cross was to love them and to pay the price to offer reconciliation, restoration, to bring hope, to bring opportunity. Father, thank You for being a God that loves us to the extent that You have loved us and that You continue to love us. Father, may we press on towards that style of compassion. May we be moved to tears, those tears of compassion as we see individuals, whether we know them or not, that live as enemies of the cross, who live as enemies of your word and the truth that it contains. May we see the great need even more fully than we see the great sin. And as we are moved with compassion, may we take the time to listen. To love. To share the power of the cross to overcome and destroy, defeat sin and death. Father, may we not be ones who would accept sin in our own life, let alone the lives of others. But may it move us to compassion. May we be more motivated to find hope and peace and the power to overcome through the message of the cross. The good news that the power of sin has been defeated. And Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would have compassion. That we would have compassion on them as they learn and grow and make choices that are good and make choices that are not good. May they know of your compassion because they've experienced our compassion. And as they experience that, may they learn to have compassion on one another. Compassion for their classmates, for their peers, for their parents, for those that they recognize are living as enemies of the cross of Christ. Father, may we learn how to walk that line that loves people and has compassion on people and calls them to purity and obedience to your word without becoming legalistic and judgmental, but all while being truthful, all while honoring the integrity of your word. And may we begin in our own life so that we would have no trace within us that lives as an enemy of the cross of Christ. Father, today I pray that we would encourage one another. We would help others to press on with compassion, even as we extend our compassion towards them. God, today, may the compassion that we've experienced from you lead us to show compassion in such a way that we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.